Business books.
I was recently in Dubai and got to meet a man called Tom Hudson. Tom has been in Dubai for nearly 20 years. He took a decision to write a book about Dubai because something extraordinary has happened, not only in Dubai, but in the United Arab Emirates generally. And that has been this extraordinary growth story. And for the last 50 years, this has been a growth story that's been very much in place. And Tom Hudson has taken a very interesting way of cataloguing it. 50 interviews. 50 key people representing a whole group of Emiratis and expats, all sorts of people, including the British-born founder of the very successful Emirates Airline and many others, including from the royal family, and really has put together, I think, a very interesting take on the power of long-term decision-making and the power of intense focus and the power of strategic opportunism in an area which really, 50 years ago, was little more than desert sand with a couple of oil rigs. I don't mean to undermine the United Arab Emirates at all here, Tom, but really the growth story of the UAE and Dubai, where you are based in particular, has been nothing short of a strategic, I don't want to call it a miracle because it's been deliberate, but certainly a strategic miracle may be the appropriate way of putting it.
Yeah, exactly. And thank you for having me on and giving me the chance to talk about, as you say, the extraordinary growth story of the UAE. And you hit the nail on the head. There's been a plan. And 2021 saw the 50th anniversary of the UAE. So the UAE was established in 1971. That's when His Highness Sheikh Zayed, the founder of the UAE, went around and united the Emirates. And again, in those early days, there was no guarantee of success. But actually reinvesting the oil money and putting in a plan got us to 2021. And the UAE hosted the World Expo, which for me really summarized and encapsulated the 50-year story. And I was talking to the executive office of Sheikh Mohammed, ruler of Dubai, to say, How can we tell this story wider? And they very kindly encouraged me to write this book, where I interviewed 50 people that had all been part of that amazing growth story. And as you say, there's a plan, and there's actually a centennial plan. So 2071, which will be the 100th anniversary of the UAE, there is a published plan as to what they think the UAE will look like then. And there are people actively working towards making that vision a reality. So for me, that comes from the UK, where often one isn't sure of a one-year plan, let alone a 50-year plan. it's actually great that people in a country can think long-term and actually plant those seeds and know that they will be sort of germinated and grow over the years to come.
But there was a realization 50 years ago, maybe a little more than 50 years ago, that the oil economy wasn't going to last forever. Either the world would run out of fossil fuels or the world would run out of, time for pollution associated with fossil fuels. And we're kind of reaching that apex now where it was COP28, I beg your pardon, and, stopping short of banning fossil fuels but promising to use fewer fossil fuels over longer periods of time was a commitment that came out of Dubai, out of COP28, and seemed to be quite revolutionary. This was a part of the world which could look to the future and didn't put blinkers on or close its eyes to the future, but said, look, there are realities we have to face, so we have to fundamentally shift our own business model. We cannot depend on fossil fuels in perpetuity, and that's precisely what they did.
Exactly. And actually, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, current president of the UAE, went further and said that he would celebrate the last barrel of oil, which I think is pretty extraordinary. And what he meant was that by then they would have had to have reinvested in the future. And so energy transition has been a big part of that. And, the UAE came in for some criticism for hosting COP28. But actually, I think getting the UAE to host it and to put their money quite literally where their mouth was, to say that we are going to invest in the future. And actually, energy transition isn't something new. They had begun Masdar City, for example, in the past. And I actually interviewed His Excellency, Dr. Sultan Al Jaber, who is head of ADNOC, the National Oil Company for Abu Dhabi, but also was president of COP. And so he was really behind the steering wheel of everything. He spoke to everyone. He'd actually been going to COPs for the last 15 years and was actually able to create the COP consensus that happened and got everyone to agree to that transition. Mm-hmm. And he was behind Masdar City, which is this city that is about the future of energy, solar-powered, autonomous vehicles, using batteries, electric vehicles. It's extraordinary to witness and also to see experiments with hydrogen, with nuclear, to be really at the cutting edge of that.
It's been nothing short of an extraordinary growth story. And there's a level of confidence within the Emirates, which is one that says, you know, we are riding the on the backs of those who have, you know, created the strategic framework before us. There's a huge amount of confidence that they can keep going for the next 50 years, although we know no empire is certain and no empire lasts forever. But they've taken a very clear, and there was a wonderful simple sort of phraseology that they used, from seaport to airport, I think to brainport is the term, if I've got it right. And this thing about really evolving faster than the global environment, perhaps, and putting yourself at the center of the world, not only geographically, but doing it from a leadership point of view and a thought process point of view.
Yeah, that was a quote from His Excellency Abdullah bin Tawq al-Mahri, who is head of or minister of economy. And he charted that, you know, the origins of the UAE far before it was the UAE, was a place, was a seaport where people would stop off en route from west to east. And then, of course, with the airports, with Emirates, with Etihad, it brought a new generation of traveler. And I think that move to brainport, when other countries are closing the doors to immigrants, the UAE calls immigrants calls us expats, and we are part of its future, and we are encouraged to bring our families to the UAE, to educate our families there. And I think that melting pot from all around the world is really taking note, and people are coming now to the UAE to find talent pools, because, you know, a quarter of the world lives within a four-hour flight, and I think two-thirds of the world live within an eight-hour flight of the UAE. So really, really putting that that sort of hub model together and into practice, you're really seeing that come to fruition.
Tom Hudson, thanks so much for joining us this evening. He's the managing partner of Kestrel Global in the United Emirates, but he was also the author of a book called Exponential Emirates, The Extraordinary Story of the UAE. And it is an astonishing story. It's by no means perfect. Not everybody likes it. It is not a place of great personal freedoms. Certainly you can criticize its structure and the way in which it runs, but what you can learn from it is, with planning, in the same way as Spain has learned following its period of fascism, that when you open yourself up and you start thinking strategically about the future and you start planning for that future and you have the right people in the right place at the right time doing the right things, ultimately you can create economic miracles. And Dubai is evidence that truly out of the dusts of the desert, you can create a massively influential global economy. There's proof. All you've got to do is pay attention and act.